Act Two Studio Works Playhouse is pleased to bring you a Haven Theater audio production. Today we present another episode of The Boomers, starring your friends Fred and Marnie in A Frosty Reception.
Wow, there she blows. Wait till Marnie sees this.
There you are. Dinner's almost ready. Fred, don't get snow all over the carpet. What were you doing outside all afternoon?
I was just working in the yard.
Well, Bart and Jean will be here soon. Did you scrape the walk?
All done.
You weren't putting up Christmas lights again, were you? Don't forget, we decided to give up on that after you slid off the roof that time. Well, good thing there was a lot of snow, or you'd have broken your neck.
Don't worry, Marnie. I stayed off the roof.
Well, I hope you didn't put up those stupid fake icicles on the window ledges. So tacky.
Nope, but all our neighbors have their lights and stuff up, Marnie. Street looks great. So Christmassy.
Well, we didn't put up any lights last year, and we survived.
Last year, we were in Cuba for Christmas.
I think people on this street have gone way overboard. It's like there's some kind of competition. It must cost a bundle for all those lights and plastic junk. Well, not to mention what it's doing to their electric bills and to the environment. What a waste. There they are. You get the door, Fred. I have to go check on the potatoes.
Come on in, folks.
Oh, hi, Fred. Mom, it's a bit nippy out there tonight.
It's just fine if you'd only dress for it, Jean.
Here, let me take your coats. Nice leggings. I see you brought your poles, Barb. You ski over?
Oh, these are my walking poles. There's not enough snow yet for skis, and your street is too icy at any rate. Otherwise, I would have.
Of course you would.
That's quite the display you have out there. Huge.
Thanks. I just put it up this afternoon.
I think it's fantastic.
At least it's not religious. Christian displays are too exclusionary of the other faiths.
Where'd you get it, Fred?
Canadian Tire. It was their best one. Hey, guys, please don't tell Marnie. She hasn't seen it yet. It'll be a big surprise.
It'll be that all right.
Don't tell me what, Fred. Hi, Barb. Hi, Jean. Nice that you could come over.
We were just talking about winter celebrations. Barb and I always head down to Kensington Market for the Festival of Lights.
It's very secular and inclusive.
Yeah, kind of like Festiva and that old Seinfeld episode. Do they have a big barber pole too?
No, it's a parade in celebration of the winter solstice. I do believe it's appropriate to auger in the change of seasons.
Well, that's just great. Well, come sit down. Dinner's about ready. We're having spatchcock chicken and roast potatoes.
Oh, I always love your flattened chicken. It's so moist.
Organic, free range. It costs a bit more, but well worth it.
I don't believe free range could be considered organic. It's quite difficult to keep poultry from pecking on non-organic matter in a yard.
Don't be so picky, Barb.
Or pecky. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, at least it's nice to know the chicken wasn't caged up its whole life. What was that?
I'll check it out.
I hope it didn't have anything to do with that giant snowman.
What snowman?
One in your front yard.
An inflatable plastic figure, about 15 meters high.
Way taller than your house. Fred said he wanted to surprise you.
Perhaps the blower failed to keep it inflated.
I hope it didn't topple over and hurt somebody.
I highly doubt that. They weigh virtually nothing, probably less than 5 kilograms.
It was the fender bender. A car stopped to look at our display, and a delivery van slid right into him.
Fred, you mean to tell me you installed one of those hideous giant balloons in our front yard? Go take that down, right now.
But it's Frosty the Snowman, Marnie, and he looks great. Go see for yourself.
I'm not leaving this house until you remove that thing. Oh, this is so embarrassing.
I think it's kind of neat. Definitely the biggest Frosty I've ever seen.
No, the one we saw in Times Square a few years ago was definitely much larger.
Look, more cars are stopping. There's a crowd of our neighbors gathering to look at Frosty. Wow, Marnie, looks like we're going to be local celebrities.
Oh, no.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a
Haven Theater thanks you for listening to this episode of The Boomers. Our cast today featured Marg Sellers as Marnie, Larry Krakauer as Fred, Pat Cochran as Jean, and Linda May as Barb. A Frosty Reception was written and directed by Paul Bilodeau and produced by Joel Hazard, with technical direction by Rick Sutton. All rights reserved. On his head he began to dance around.